There's nothing more grown-ass than creating a sisterhood of support. Women who lift each other up, call each other forward when necessary, and do it all with an open heart and mind. This episode came to be when I went to speak at She Podcast Live over the weekend and came home feeling like a better person. I could probably get a little bit emotional talking about this because three exceptional, exceptional human beings. So
four exceptional.
Oh. You mean me, right? Today, you'll hear from three ladies who embody the grown-ass woman moniker. Coming to you from a hotel room in Scottsdale, Arizona, this is the Grown-Ass Woman's Guide. I'm your host and guide, Jackie McDougall. Menopause is unavoidable, but suffering? Yeah, that's optional. Kindra is redefining menopause with science-backed products, education, and my favorite thing, community. Whether you're wondering if you're at the early stages of perimenopause or you have already been there, done that, Kindra is committed to helping us all be the best versions of ourselves.
When you have simple things that can help you take care of yourself, that make you a better you, because that's really what we're ultimately all after, why not take advantage of those?
Get 20% off site-wide at ourkindra.com with promo code GAW20. That's ourkindra.com, promo code GAW20. Let me introduce you to today's guests. Alex Perry is author of Minivan Mogul, A Crash Course in Confidence for Women, and host of the podcast of the same name. She's also CEO of Practically Speaking, where she helps others speak with confidence using strategies she's learned throughout her career as a speech language pathologist, TEDx speaker, group facilitator, and mentor. Alex is one of those people where you meet her and you immediately stand up straighter and start really considering the words that you're using. But she's also one of us.
I lead every talk with, my native language is typo. So it's coming. It's coming. I've rehearsed a lot.
Just being around you, I think, helps women own who they are and how they want to present themselves. It's really brilliant. Next up, there's Jen.
Hi, I'm Jen Eads, and I just dropped my first album on Tuesday, and that's what my soul session was about. I can say that so clearly now because of having spent the entire weekend with Alex.
Exactly.
She's rubbed off on me.
Jen Eads is the head broad in charge at the Brassy Broadcasting Company. Jen is also a singer-songwriter who spent most of her music career in a supporting role until now. Jen dropped her first album on her 50th birthday. If that's not a grown-ass woman, I don't know what is. Yuka Daily Favorites Volume 1 is a collection of inspiring and uplifting songs from Jen's 2021 podcast series, The Yuka Daily Dispatch. Part of what you did with your ukulele and your singing is what we're going to talk about today.
So you published one song a day, every day for 60 days straight.
Yes.
60 days.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. At the end of the show, can I play one of your songs?
Yeah, of course.
And finally, last but certainly not least, Marion Abrams. I talk about challenges with women over 40 all the time. Challenges in our lives and how we use those to sort of move forward in our lives. But when you talk about challenges, you're talking about self-imposed, putting a challenge on yourself to see who you really are.
It's like a way that you can build a structure to kind of hack your own psychology so that you can get unstuck or grow or improve whatever you're working on without having to pay a coach. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but some of us are in a place where we just want to do the thing and we don't need to sign up for some bullshit program.
Right.
Not that, you know, no offense to those of us, myself
unless
included.
Unless it's my bullshit program. And then you should all sign up.
And my bullshit program also, which is not bullshit. None of them are.
But I get what you're saying. Like sometimes we need coaching. Sometimes we need all of that structure. And sometimes we just need to do it.
Right.
And stop freaking talking about it.
Yes.
Marion is a podcasting coach and a consultant. She built the Spartan podcast from an audience of zero to over 35 million views and downloads. She's worked on such a range of projects. She helps thought leaders and business leaders and podcast hosts to design and elevate their podcast presence. And she hosts her own podcast, Grounded Content. It was Marion's talk at She Podcast Live that got us all talking about challenges. And funny enough, all four of us are the type to create and join other challenges to help us get to the next level. Alex has been known to create challenges for herself. Jen's entire talk and new album was created because of a challenge. And Marion, she's the master of challenges. Maybe it's the Spartan in her.
I've been producing a self-development mindset show behind the scenes for Spartan for 8 years. So I've been talking to mindset people every week for 8 years. And I would be there for the interview, edit the interview, write the show notes. So I'm like not only hearing them all, but hearing them all 10 times, right? Mm-hmm. So that obviously had a huge influence on me. But one day, January 2nd, 2019, I woke up in the morning and I wrote in my journal, I'm going to run 1 mile every day. Mm. And I just was at a place where I was ready for that. And one of the reasons was this guy, Brian Chantosh, who's a leadership speaker. If you Google his name, it will blow your mind. But he brought up this idea of keeping your word to yourself. Mm. So you keep your word to others, but do you keep your word to yourself? Do you give yourself the same respect that you give to other people in how you keep your word? And also the idea that you sort of like success and keeping your word to yourself trains you for success. So if you let yourself off the hook, if you say, I'm going to run a mile today, and then you're like, I don't think I will. Not only do you feel bad about it, but then you sort of set that as the norm.
Yeah.
That's okay to do. So I was just ready, right? Mm. And so I started running a mile every day. And that worked. And then I just started doing that with all these other things because I felt that success. And I was like, okay, maybe I really am the kind of person that can do this stuff, which I never was or never thought I was before. And maybe I even made fun of the people that would do these sort of like formal challenges or programs before, because I thought, you know, you need to just organically grow. You don't need all that bullshit, right? But I found out using this tool was transformational in my life.
You get to a certain place in your life where you know what your brain needs for you to be successful.
Right.
Some people need one thing and some people need another thing, and just know yourself.
Right. Like there was that moment in the talk. I don't know if you remember this moment when I gave the talk this morning and I told a story about this guy that did 75 hard, which is this challenge where you have to do 2 workouts a day and you read 10 pages and you do all this stuff. You're supposed to do it 75 days. He did like 35 days. He got sick. He did like 60 days. He missed one page of his reading and he held himself accountable and said, I didn't do it. And he talked to somebody and he was saying like, I feel really good about it because I've like learned so much and developed so much. And the person he talked to was like, you shouldn't be proud of that. You failed. That was the light bulb moment for him. He was like, I've been doing this for the wrong reason. I was doing it for approval and I need to do it for me. So he still does it, but he doesn't post it. Mm. But the other part is I know a guy who is paralyzed from the chest down, and with a team, he took on his first Spartan race. And they didn't know that it was one of the most difficult races there is. And they were out there for like 15 hours and they didn't finish. And they came like tail between their legs, coming down the mountain. They're exhausted. They're sweaty. They're muddy. And they saw the guy that started the company, the guy that I work on the podcast with. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, we got out there. He said, how was it? Blah, blah, blah. And they told him what happened. He said, couldn't get it done, huh? And when I tell that story, everybody's face is like your face. They're like, holy shit, what an asshole. But the only reason I know this story is that guy told me that story. And he told me that was such an important day for him because he went back to the gym and he came back the next year. And that drove him to make that self-improvement. And in part because he wasn't treated like a victim. He was treated just like anybody else who was capable of doing it. And it changed his life. So I think it's important for us to realize we respond to different psychology, and instead of judging it, figure out what you just said, figure out what works for you and use it to your advantage and ask for that kind of support that you need.
Right. When I work with people and they have excuses, I'll just kind of sit back and like, tell me a little bit more about how that couldn't happen. And then they'll go, basically they're like, oh shit, you know, but I'm not for everyone.
Right.
If you're somebody who you want like someone to hold your hand and like,
and that's fine.
Stroke like,
that's,
your hair. Like there are people for that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I think maybe we need all of those things at different times and places in our lives too.
Yeah. So I want to get into some of the meat of your talk and how to set some of these challenges. And before you think, I'm going to have to do a challenge for the next 365 days and it takes me 3 hours a day. No, that's not where Marion comes from. Even just write 3 words in your journal. It's all about you personally. But I want to hear from the other ladies and the challenges that you put forth and how they've impacted your life. So Jen, let's go back to you and your music. Mm-hmm. What did you learn, if anything, about yourself putting out a song every day for 60 days?
I feel like I kind of fell into that mindset of, well, you know, creativity, the muse comes in the middle of the night and delivers a song. It's fairy dust. And then I wake up and I write it. And when I actually sat down to write either a song, a verse, a chorus, whatever I could get that day, it made me much more intentional and aware about the things that I was experiencing. Because for me to write, it's not a fucking fairy. It's me paying attention and I respond to what's happening around me, whether it's a feeling, whether it's a situation. It was like, oh, that's how my creativity works. But it made me much more aware of what was happening around me. And then that would inspire the song. And I also really tried to simplify, what's that chorus? What's that hook? That was the focus. And if I got a verse or a couple of verses, then fantastic. Great. My goal initially was to write something every day for 365 days. Mm-hmm. And that's not how my creativity works. I feel like maybe it comes in spurts and that's okay. Yeah. I just need to be aware of whenever I'm in one of those creative periods. Maybe it is a time when I'm more aware or more inspired or just really more intentional about, oh yeah, I should probably sit down and try to write some more and see what's going to happen.
Did you feel like you had to sit down at the same time every day?
I blocked time from like 6 to 8 in the morning because mm-hmm. I knew I could consistently do that before I opened email and all of that stuff. Or because if I started in client stuff, that's the priority.
Yes.
I had to make my stuff the priority and block that time yes. so that it actually got done.
The golf club.
I feel like I'm watching the Golf Channel. That was so But that was also a big takeaway for me too, is make your shit the priority before you start doing everyone else's, because it's been very easy for me throughout the course of my life to make everyone else's the priority.
Yeah. I think I need like a little ding on my podcast for whenever somebody makes a point that you really need to listen to.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Ding! Make yes. yourself the priority. How many of us wake up our phones and we start to check emails before anything else? And then we get caught up in other people's energy before we've even had a cup of coffee.
And I love that you said it in a very specific way, because it sounds like some kind of woo-woo shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, make yourself the priority. We've even heard that probably a million times.
Yeah.
But when you said, I set aside time from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. so that I did my project before I got into client stuff, it's like, oh, make yourself the priority. You know, you hear the words over and over again, but until like you have that example, you're like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think some people believe that if you make yourself the priority, you're now making other people not the priority.
Mm-hmm.
It's just shifting.
Right.
It's just when you make yourself the priority. And once we start with somebody else, we'll never get to us.
Exactly.
Mm. Wow. That's brilliant alone. Like, if that was the only thing you learned in 60 days, that would be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Total takeaway. Clarity on how I work and how I function. And now moving forward, I can take that into everything that I do.
And just watching the response of women this weekend to you and your music.
It's been really fun.
It's been powerful. Sometimes you can be quiet. You can take in the surroundings around you. But when you sing, if you listen, like, holy shit, you are so smart and you are so insightful and you are so passionate. You have a lot to say. You just communicate through music. It's really powerful.
Thank you. That's all I can even say to that. I might write a song about my feelings about it later, so stay tuned.
It's J-A-C-K-I-E.
And I love that this brings us back to right what Alex was saying at the beginning, which was you got to put it out there so that you can get better at it. And like even the format of the challenge, it makes you put it out there so that then you can have these realizations. Even if you don't do the thing for 365 days, if you didn't make that challenge, it wouldn't have pushed you into a place to figure that out.
There'd be no record.
No, there would be no record. I would be at this conference, but I wouldn't have done a session.
Yeah. And other people might see that as, well, you didn't do 365 days, so you failed.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You released an album.
Yeah. And I got 60 songs or starts to songs. That's more than I've ever written in my entire life. I can confidently say now I am a songwriter.
Yes.
And now you can go back. You've done that. Mm-hmm. You might say next year, maybe I'll do it 70 days.
Yeah.
Or next year I'll do it 30 days.
Yeah.
But you might do it again based on what you've learned and take it further.
Exactly.
So I have to say in this, because I pay such close attention to the language around this, and I've heard you say it twice now, which is there might be a volume two, to which I think, of course, there's a volume two because you intentionally labeled it volume one.
Yes.
So when volume two comes out,
yes,
you should see me. I'm like grabbing her knee, pushing on her. Because that language is really important.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's really important.
There will be volume two.
Yeah, that was it. Say it a little louder.
There will be volume two.
Golf clap.
Golf clap.
Alex.
Me.
You're so powerful. You can pick up so quickly when we are dimming our own light, mm-hmm. when we are clouding who we are through fear or just doubting ourselves. Did you come out of the womb just confident as fuck?
No.
I already knew that. And I think the most confident, amazing women have a lot of shit that they go through. Resilience, right? So you talk about confidence.
Yes.
How'd you get where you are?
Practice.
Practice.
I have struggled with confidence since I came out of the womb. So for me, building confidence is a practice. People say, oh, you are confident. No, I work at being confident.
Yes.
I practice confidence. I practice how I walk. I practice how I talk. The reason I am good at pointing it out in other people is because I do it with myself almost all the time.
Mm.
Almost all the time. And with everything. So whether it's my work, whether it's my parenting, whether it's my physical exercise, it's the practice of getting better. What's the thing that I need to do to get better?
That really resonates with me because I always say being a grown-ass woman is a practice, not a destination. And I think that we were trained somewhere that everything someone has is a destination, right? Think about health. People are like, oh, I'm going to lose 25 pounds. And then what happens then? Right. You're just going to stop and start eating Big Macs again? Everything that we do that's worth doing is a practice.
Yes. If I can tag into the challenge, a couple of different things that I have done that I know have changed my personal life, running. So I'm a runner. I've gotten to run with Marion every day this trip, which has been the biggest gift. So I get to do the mile with her. So that's been huge. But what people don't realize when they see me, so they see me now in where I am, not where I was. So when I started at 180 pounds, a cigarette smoker, and I walked my first half marathon as a joke with my friends. Like, we're all gonna do it. We're gonna go do the Indy Mini.
And did you smoke the whole way?
I did not. But I did go home and I crawled into my bathtub and I thought, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Then we signed up again the next year. And then we signed up again the next year. And so what that has become, I started running. I'm still smoking, which is hilarious. If you've ever run a 5K and then like sit down on the ground and like smoke a cigarette afterwards, it's ridiculous. Who does that? I did.
Alex.
I absolutely did. I was like, I'm the second to last person. And like, I had to beat the guy behind me.
Hey, one step at a time, you know?
One step, right. It was one thing at a time. And it's the power of accumulation that is really impactful. So now I can proudly say I have done 37 half marathons, 5 full marathons.
Amazing.
And so the piece that ties this together is having the thing on the calendar, prioritizing it is a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
And same thing with my business. I write a newsletter. It comes out every Friday at 5:45 a.m. I have done 157 newsletters.
They make me laugh out loud. I'm like, oh, she's my people.
Yeah. Where do we go for that newsletter?
Oh, pswithalex.com. Great. pswithalex.com.
Great.
And so please go sign up because, you know, when I started with just my mom and 3 friends from the gym reading, literally my mom, hi mom, she's going to listen to this, and 3 friends from the gym. And so now I've grown 1,000 people list. And I say that with pride because I know there's that piece around, oh, it's got to be 50,000 people or it doesn't have value. That's whatever. BS.
Every one of those people, they want your knowledge, right?
I mean,
they didn't accidentally walk into a room. They put their email in there.
Yes.
They're intentional in getting what it is you have to say.
Yes. So that streaking effect that I do this, this is the thing that I do, your mile, your song, whatever it is that is your thing, multiple things. I mean, it just breeds confidence. It's amazing. Yeah.
So two things I want to touch upon before we move on. Number one, you both have run every day, but the one that we hear about is the one where you got lost. and I bring this up because there are a lot of people who are out there trying these challenges or doing these things, and they're taking a wrong turn, right?
It's like she's a producer.
But that's the one we hear about. That was the adventure. That was you guys.
The best.
I feel like that was when the bond between the two of you started. There was something that you went through together. I mean, maybe it started before that, but you know what I mean? Like you came back like, oh, this is what happened. This is what we had to do. I mean, I'm just seeing from the outside. Is that accurate?
Can I do a little social science in there?
Please. Ooh.
So there is social science that shared struggle creates bonds to the degree that they tested. They took two people, had them do wall sits, you know, the exercise.
Yes.
They had two people do wall sits for 90 seconds. They didn't say a word to each other. They felt more connected afterward than before. So shared struggle creates human bonds.
Huh. Because I saw it just from the outside. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, these two people went through something. And it wasn't traumatic, but it was both hilarious.
It's
so funny.
But like, that's why we really shared it so much, because we were like, this is funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny.
Right. Because here are two very accomplished runners who go out to run. Neither one of them is paying attention to where we are in space. And we end up doing a 1 mile run that was really almost 3 miles.
And we were chatting.
And we were chatting.
We were going around the block. This wasn't like a trail run with a lot of turns. We were literally going around the block.
Right turns only. That's all we had to do was turn right, and we couldn't get that right.
Well, what are you going to do? But the other thing that we have talked about a few times this weekend is motivation and confidence. People think that they need to have confidence to do the thing. People think they have to have motivation to do the thing. I know the days that I don't want to get on my bike, I just do a warm-up ride. And then I usually do my personal best after that warm-up ride. And I had no expectation of actually getting on that. Like, I wanted to talk myself out of it. So those are usually the most powerful or difficult challenges that I take on when I just go, okay, just do a warm ride, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that's it. But you talk about that a lot, about confidence, and that we expect it to just appear so we can put ourselves out there.
You said at the very beginning, were you born that way?
Mm-hmm.
Were you born that way? No, it's a practice. And I'm going to say, for me, I have never felt confidence before I did the thing.
Yeah.
We expect confidence. Like, I'm going to go to the gym when I feel ready to go. Right? Like,
gyms would not be in existence.
They would not be. There are gyms that cater to that. But in all seriousness, we wait for the feeling instead of doing the thing.
Yeah.
So what I've been so impressed with all of you ladies is hearing how over the course of the conference, your language has shifted around how you talk about each of the things that you do. So when I first met Marian and she's talking about her session, between how she just delivered it now, it's so much different, but it's because she's done the thing over and over again. She didn't feel it at the beginning, and so she didn't sound it at the beginning.
Yeah.
But the more she practiced, the more she sounded confident, and then the more confident she felt.
And by the way, Alex coached me on all of our runs.
Yeah.
But it's that order. It's the action first, right, then feeling. We think we have to feel it first.
Yeah.
Ding!
Ding! Golf clap! Yes!
But I will go as far to say, though, that I think you were born confident and that it was knocked out of you. Because we're all born confident. We ask for what we want with confidence. We have needs and we don't judge those needs. And then other people, whether it's our family of origin, teachers, other influential humans in our life, help knock that out, because we start to look at those people as they know more than I do. So if they think I'm not this or I'm that, then maybe I am. So it's kind of you start confident, you listen to other people, become over 40, and you go, what the fuck am I listening to them for? When they haven't even done their healing journey. Go back to my last episode and all the red box people. And then you come back to listening to your own voice that you always had inside you.
I love that correction. I love that reframe, because that is true. I say it differently. I say other people place doubt in what we think, feel, experience.
Yeah.
And then you have the double whammy of, not only do I feel the doubt, I'm now presented with this challenge of, quote unquote, overcoming the doubt. which I don't know how any of you feel. I've never officially overcome doubt. I ride with it. It's with me all the time.
I think doubts actually has a role.
Yes.
I love that.
I don't, you don't
over- ride with it. Is it in the back seat? Is it in the front
seat?
It's in the trunk?
Yeah. No, it's with me. And I talk about this. So I did a TED talk and I talk about
this. We'll
link
to that also.
Yes. Yeah. But I talk about, I kept moving forward despite the doubt. And that's what you have to do. We wait to feel confident. We wait to overcome doubt. Like, I'll do it when I feel good.
Yeah.
It's not the way it works. It's with you.
You know who does that?
Who?
A grown ass woman.
Yes.
So back to you, Marion, because this is your thing. How do we decide what to do for a challenge?
There's three pieces. There's the thing you're going to do. Is it do one push-up? Is it run a mile? It also could be a negative. It could be like not have a drink or spend 15 minutes with my phone turned off. It could be call a friend. Can be anything. And if we're talking podcasting, you know, it might be record a practice run every morning or something. You pick a task and the number of times you're going to do it, like one push-up, right? One thing. And then you pick how often you'll do it. So the challenge could be on one day, I'm going to, for the 8 hours of my workday, every hour, get up and do 10 jumping jacks. It's a frequency, it's a task, and it's a duration. So like it could be over a week, over a year, over a month. So another one would be, I'm going to do a TikTok video once a week for the next month. It doesn't have to be huge. And I think it's really important that your first time you do it, you make sure it's finite and you make sure it's achievable, because part of it is the lessons you learned, like what Jen learned. But part of it is also that feeling of success. Like you start to change the identity of, I'm the kind of person that can do this. I didn't change my identity to I'm a runner, but I did change my identity to I'm the kind of person that can have this kind of discipline.
Yes.
I'm the kind of person that has this fitness, right? So it did change how I think about myself.
That's so important. Because I think there's a tendency for us to decide to do all of it. How do we resist going, I'm going to write in my journal every day. I'm going to record my YouTube video. I'm going to make nutritious, perfect meals for my family. I'm going to have sex with my husband. Like, yeah, he had me add that one. But, you know, like I'm going to do all of these things for the next 5,000 days. How do we resist that urge that many of us get to be quote unquote perfect and do all of it?
I think it's just patience. If you realize that there's a process, like we were all talking about, it's a process, right? You realize it's a process. Have a little confidence, a little patience that you can do that next thing. If you write three words in your journal every day for 7 days, when you finish that, you're that person. You did that. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, I'm going to do it for 20 days. Or you can say, I'm going to write a sentence every day. Or you can say, I'm going to write three words and I'm going to add to that 5 minutes of stretching. Always make sure it's achievable. You're allowed to do more, right? Mm-hmm. If you challenge yourself to write three words every day for 7 days, you could write 10 words. There's no rule against
it. Yeah.
But you make that commitment to yourself. And I said in the talk, it helps if you make it public. It helps if you tell other people, especially people whose opinion you care about.
Let's just take the month of November because there's 30 days. It's a nice clean month. I'm asking you, listener, what's something you can do? Is it one thing for all 30 days? Is it one thing for 5 days? I would love for you to share that.
I was going to say, I love the idea of you calling people in to do it together, because doing it together, we just talked about share struggle creates bond, but also those of us that aren't good at doing something for ourselves, we do it for each other.
Yes.
Right? So it's like, we all join Jackie as grown-ass women to do this November challenge. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing it for me, but I'm also doing it because I don't want to let all the rest of you down. So I love that you're asking people to do it together.
Yeah, I just think there's so much power in that. And it's a great month. The holidays are coming and it sort of trains your brain to put yourself first, at least on that priority list, as you go into what can be chaotic, where a lot of voices start happening in those last 2 months of the year. I don't know, maybe it's just me.
And I love the idea that, like, as people are thinking about this, it can be a not doing something. It can be, I am going to spend 15 minutes every morning with my phone off.
Yes.
Or I am going to not have more than 2 candy bars every day, or whatever that is. Like, make it realistic, but it can be anything.
Yeah. Okay. They know what they want to do. Yeah. They know how often they want to do it. They know for how long they want to do it. Now what?
Now do it. Now tell someone.
Tell someone.
Hold yourself accountable. Keep your word to yourself. Make sure you surround yourself either in real life, or we don't always control the people we're around in real life. So your social media, make sure that there are people that make you feel like doing that thing. For some people, that's people who are doing it more than you, because then it makes you want to do that. Other people, that might be disheartening. You pick what works for you, but make sure when you look at your social media, it makes you feel like you want to do that thing. And if you need an accountability partner, make sure that you ask for the kind of support that works for you now in your life.
Yes. So come into the group. I'll link to it in the show notes. I will start a thread. Let us know what your challenge is. We will support you 100% of the way. We'll just do this in November. It'll be amazing. Do you both have something that you're going to continue or do for November? I'm putting you on the spot now.
I'm going to do a TikTok.
A TikTok every day?
Wow. Yeah.
What? Every day?
That's amazing. I'm going to do something on TikTok every day.
Great.
That's awesome.
I mean, you already have the content. It's not even like you have to create it.
Yeah.
You've already done it. You have all these lives. You have this amazing songs, all that. Amazing. Okay. Alex?
I'm going to send out 25 pitches in November.
25 pitches.
25 pitches.
Awesome.
For podcasts.
To be a guest
on. To be a guest on podcasts.
Excellent.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And you're going to continue your run?
I'm going to continue my run, 1 mile every day. And I will literally write 3 words in my journal every day.
Every day. 30 days.
For the month of November.
Yes.
It's something that I do, but I don't do it every day. And because of you right now, I'm going to commit for the month of November to do it every day.
Awesome. You are certified grown-ass women. I adore you all. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would love to hear what challenge you'd like to take on for the month of November. Big or small, personal, professional, creative, it is completely up to you. I'll provide the link to that in the show notes at grownasswoman.guide/episode 141. Thank you so much, Alex Perry, Marion Abrams, and Jen Eads. Do yourself a huge favor and follow these incredible women I had on the show today. Each of them has her own podcast, website, and social channels. I'm going to link to them all. And get Jen Eads' brand new album, Yuka Daily Favorites, Volume 1. It can be found on Spotify, Apple Music, and Bandcamp.com. I'm Jackie McDougall, and you've been listening to The Grown-Ass Woman's Guide. Until next time, you are a grown-ass woman. Act accordingly. And now, Jen Eads with The Answers.
Amount. It's okay, I don't have all the answers. I know lots of trivia facts. I do my best to ask the right questions when seeking the knowledge I lack. Life doesn't give us a dress rehearsal. We're all trying to jump these hurdles. Every day I learn and grow. Change is the only constant I know. Change is the only constant I know. A dress rehearsal. We're all trying to jump these hurdles. Every day I learn and grow. Change is the only constant I know. Change is the only constant I know. It's okay. Sufficient amount, man. I hope it doesn't run out.
Spring has sprung, and with the change of seasons, sometimes comes an increase in vitality. If you're feeling in the mood for a little more personal time, may I suggest Coconut. Coconut is all about providing clean and natural ingredients when you're enjoying your most intimate moments, with or without a partner. Naturally safe products developed by people who are obsessed with quality. Get 15% off with promo code GRONASS at grownasswoman.guide/coconut. That's 15% off with promo code GRONASS at grownasswoman.guide/coconut.